Elizabeth and Radar on 99.1 The Mix.
The story of my life, I gave the world. That's what makes you beautiful.
No, I used to be in one deep, I'm a freak. People want me for one
deep. One Direction fans need love today, because while attending former bandmate Niall Horan's concert in Argentina, Liam Payne, as we learned, passed away, died after falling from a third-floor hotel room. The circumstances of his fall are still not clear, but heartbroken fans took to social to say he was just on Snapchat, posting a lovely day in Argentina. How could this have happened? I was at pickleball with my wife, and I'm like... Well, wait, some people are saying he's just posting on Snapchat. Let's hold off on letting everybody know what's going on here. And then all of a sudden the floodgates opened up and more outlets were confirming the situation.
Well, especially when you're 31 years old, you think, no, that can't be.
That can't be at all.
There's no way. And it was such a shock. I mean, Radar sent the text yesterday. And so we were talking about it here at the radio station, and immediately Tim Lethling cut into his show and, and made the sad announcement. And just on social media, going back, looking at videos and interviews and things like that, and reminiscing and thinking about the success of One Direction and the connection that they had with their fans and their music. And Liam was one of the songwriters of One Direction, and he really put a lot of emotion and heart and soul into all of his music, solo and with the band. And, you know, he has a young little boy named Bear, which I always thought was the sweetest name for a little baby.
Yeah.
It's really, really heartbreaking. It's a tragedy.
One Direction had played American Family Field in 2015. It was then known as Miller Park. They broke up in 2016. But back in 2018, on Good Morning America, Liam answered the question of, will One Direction reunite?
I'm sure there's time for that to come back around. And my thing is, the more success we have on our own, the more success we're going to have together in the future.
Yeah, and he was at Niall Horan's concert. Maybe there was some talk there. Unfortunately, that won't go any further. And Liam had put out a video on his social back in 2023 talking about his mental health and his sobriety.
I kind of had to go away to kind of get better, let's say. I was in bad shape up to that point, and I was really happy more than anything when I arrived to kind of put a stopper on life and work.
So now rumors are swirling that authorities were called to the hotel earlier in the day for a man acting erratic, and apparently, Liam had to be carried to his hotel room. So we're still searching through that and
still
under investigation. As of today, they're still searching through some of these rumors and things that were being said yesterday, and also things that were recorded yesterday at the hotel. So we'll know more as this unfolds, but it's just a sad, sad day for the music world.
Yeah, it really is. And if you're feeling sad about this, that's normal and that's okay. And there's a radio friend of ours that works at our radio stations down in Texas, Melissa, and she had posted on social media that she cut into her show and talked about the fact that Liam Payne had passed away. And then somebody called in and was like, you don't even know him. Why are you sad? And her message, I thought, is really something that needs to be repeated, that, look, death is sad. Whether you knew the person or not, it impacts you in many different ways.
It certainly does.
When you are a celebrity and you've put art into the world, and in this case, music, you connect with that. And that's something that you've carried through your own life. And death is a reminder that our time here is short, and to think and reflect and remember. And if you are feeling that way and feeling sad, it's okay. And we are going through that too. We were talking about all last night in our house. I mean, One Direction, my gosh, we all knew that band.
Oh, it's huge, yeah. My daughter Lexi was a huge fan, went to that show in 2015.
I remember you saying that, yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And her cell died, her phone died at about, the battery just caved in. About not even when showtime started. So, like, she's there for 5 hours because you had to get in line early. And then no phone. I mean, she's like, well, it was on like 2% so I could take some pictures, but that was about it. I'm like, you got to get off of your phone and stop posting stuff. But I was even talking with her last night, and she said, you know, I haven't, you know, been into, like, crazy for 1D in a long time, but man, back in the day, and that's my childhood, and I really remember that. I can't believe this just happened. And that's what it is. It's that connection you had even as a kid back in the day, and now you're like, wow, that's a part of my life that was huge. It was so important to me. And now Liam Payne has passed away.
Yeah, and it's something to think about, like that audio clip you played with the reunion and things like that just won't happen. But if you are really, if you're struggling and you need someone to talk to, help is available. You can always call 988 if you need some emotional support. Reach out. There are people there willing to chat and listen and talk to you. And we're going to be remembering Liam Payne throughout the morning. We have more audio clips coming up in your three must-hear clips of the day. And yeah, just a tragedy. But we'll keep you updated whenever we get more information of what exactly happened there in Argentina.